This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The right to life, the right to not be killed, may finally be finding its way into the campaign for president. Governor Mike Pence, whose strong opposition to abortion has been always couched in the most appealing terms, took to the vice presidential debate and several times gave his opponent no way out of discussing his ticket's ardent support for abortion. And earlier this week, Cecile Richards was interviewed on Iowa's WHO News Radio and said she did not think there was an exact answer to the question about rights. VP candidate Tim Kaine's Tuesday contention that women were punished for abortion before the 1970s is turning out to be a complete fabrication. Clark Forsyth of Americans United for Life has extensively researched the matter and says doctors have always been the ones punished for taking advantage of women with risky abortions that take the lives of children. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. D.C. residents may be the next population made vulnerable to pressure for early death. The city council is now set to consider legal arranged death on October 18th. The elderly, the poor, and medically marginalized minorities are made especially vulnerable under legal assistance in suicide. Opponents are organizing on the web at nodcsuicide.org. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.